You can't say a word.
You already talked too much already. You just said that it comes to be married, that Arush Hashem is God, she's no longer engaged to her husband. She's divorced. That you, the brother, then can mimitamit her. But Omar Abshim, Abshim laid down a rule that the Ruyel Kohen Gadol, somebody who a Kohen Gadol can marry, then mitamala. She'ain Ruyel Kohen Gadol, if you cannot marry Kohen Gadol, a mitamala could use the same of Psula. A Kohen Gadol cannot marry a divorcee. If she was the, even from Edison, so, like we said yesterday's Gemara, and Pshita, so if she's divorced, what are you telling me that you're mitamit her? The shiny hustle is different. The Rabbi Rachman the Kreiva. We have an extra word, Kreiva, to the Dafka, to tell you that she's related to you only and not anymore to her husband. If so, let's say also that a Mukas Eitz should be Metamitu as well. Why don't we say that a Mukas Eitz should be Metamitu? So the Gemara, Lucheda, let's be mad with that as well. So we answer. What do you tell me? Because a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Mukas Eitz, so what? So he says, Rabbi Kreiva Achaz V'Leshtayim. By saying Kreiva in singular, we know only one thing we can be Marba. So we have a choice. What should be Marba? A Rusas and his Garsha or a Mukas Eitz? And we decided to be Marba a Mukas Eitz. Sorry, a Rusas and his Garsha. A Rusas and his Garsha. Yeah. That a mukas eitz now be metame to and to because we dash from the beginning of the pasuk psula and from kreva arushas gash. The gemara is why you decide to include one next to the other one. The gemara ha is avid b'maisa in the case of mukas eitz a shina took place in her body. Therefore, we say by saying the pasuk psula she's no longer psula. Mashengin hollo is avmaisa arushas she was gash. Nothing happened to her personally on the physical body. So therefore. She's the one that she you are matamitu. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi initially you start off saying Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosi, and then you only talked about Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Yosi midishavke lebazuge by Mukas Eitz, the only one who argues is Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yosi is admitted. Even Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon were talking together when it came to Arusa. Is a raya that when it comes to Mukas Eitz, Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds that a Mukas Eitz a coin head is not matamitu, but Rabbi Yosi is moided to Rabbi Meir that a Mukas Eitz you are matamitu. Because a mayor said, "Ashallah hoysuli ish only if you became a lost the psulim through a man, not through mukas eitz." It's only Rab Shimon who says that a mukas eitz is mutter to a koyin. That a mukas eitz is a yinamatamitu. What happened to Rab Yosi? Midishavke lebazug meklal mukas eitz. May hold like a mayor. Menole. How does he know Rab Yosi to say that a mukas eitz is mutter? He agrees that Meir's vart where it says in the end, the criteria is how did she lose a psalm? Through a man or not through a man? Not through natural causes. You already used Lahoiselish to exclude an Arusa. Then Arusa is mutter because she never yet lived with a man. So how can you use the same drasha for that and this? So he said, you're right, two different parts. Chad from the words Melahoisa. It says La Hoysa, she didn't get married, she didn't live Hoysa from Havoya, didn't live, that's to tell you about Arusa, you are Matamitu. And the Chad Mili'ish, the other one is, was it through a man or through natural causes? Only through a man are we concerned, but natural causes, she's Matamitu. A love, what did we say before A love comes to tell you to him? Le Rabbas Habaygeres. The word A love, Rav Shimon says, is to tell you that Habaygeres, you are Matamitu. Pretty much according to Rav Shimon, when you're the positive member, Rav Shimon holds that a Kohen Gadol is a lot of married, but get it. And what was his father? He holds that the word psula means kol psula. And the word psula means kol psula, and psula means mixed psula. That's why a Kohen Gadol is a lot of married, but get it. So in the Lucheda, you tell me what? So since it says over here psula, but Rav Shimon psula shleima mashma, he holds that a psula means a psula shleima. That psula means that you have to still have your full psulim, and a baguette is not full psulim. So therefore, I know that a baguette is yidam etamitu. Yeah. The rabbi, since you need a special pasuk, I'll tell you that a baguette is yidam etamitu. Miklal the psula psulus le mashma. This is talking the mockery knows. Since we need a special pasuk to tell you that what a baguettes is what is a baguettes is included in metamitu, even though it says psula. So from here on out, that the word psula itself means The word psula itself, why need a limit for? Because it wouldn't have been the limit elav, I would have excluded psula. Why would a begetis? Why would you have excluded a begetis instead of psula? So, is that the word psula means you need all the psula. You need all the psula. And therefore, you would have excluded a begetis. She doesn't have all the psula. Comes along elav and says, no, that even though she, since she's quite related to him, even though she lost some of the psula, she's metamit to her, to begetis. Is that everywhere else, whoever says the word psula, it means that all the psula have to be there. That's how I know that
it comes. That's the yodzit. That's the exception.
That's how come I know by Kohen Gadol Lira it says Psuleha, to tell you that even though Psul on its own would have meant that she has to have all the Psul and the Begetis wouldn't good. I said Psuleha, that even some of it. And if a Kohen Gadol can marry a Begetis. Tanya, we learn, Abshim ben Yochai, interesting Gemara. Abshim ben Yochai says, Giyoides, Pchusim b'asholah shanim v'yemechak shayla lakuna. A Giyoides, you know that a Kohen can marry Giyoides. Because she's a Zayna. But if she's under 3 years old, you're allowed to marry her because she's not a Zayna.
How can she have Kabbalah Samitzis if she's less than 3 years old? Her mother. We had
Gemara in Ksuba Yeralf. Gay cotton Mabil. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. If you Aleph, it goes to the whole finger. But bottom line is she goes with the mother, and even though she has no das, the father and mother together with her, or Rashi says a Bezna, there's no father and mother. And the Mazaka, that's the whole Gemara, the Bazoch and Lodish Lebefonov. Gay cotton Mabil and Lazar Das Bezna. Tonabon.
Doesn't later on have to get
a mikveh
again when she's older?
No, she has a chance of me and she can change her mind. At the age of 12, it says that if she becomes a godmother, she can say no. If she doesn't, machleik is automatic or she has to say yes. Okay, so under 3 years old, says Rav Shimon Yochai, all right. She can marry a kohen because it's not a zayna. Says the Gemara, Shlemet says, how do I know? Interesting about this. How do I know? Shenemar says the chol hataf. It says in the pasuk by Midian over there. It says afterwards the chol hataf benoshim. All the youngsters amongst the women. Asher lo yodu mishka zocher that had no relations yet. Is was hachayu lachem. Let them live. Let them live. Now, but Pinchas imoem. Pinchas was there already, and he was already a koyin. And he was a Kohen, so L'cheyde, hachayu means not only let them live, but like they could join the Jewish nation. Make them, hachayu is like a verb. Make them live, make them come Yidden. Even though Pinchas was there, and he was a Kohen, an acting Kohen by then, is that I, that a Kohen can live with young girls under 3 years old. That's what he says. But Abban, who said that you should that they should become Yidden and you should marry them? La'avadim u'lishmachas. Keep them as maids. Yihoche b'zei, ba'sholosh, shonam yimechad, nami. If so, why dafka under 3, even over 3, as long as, let's say 5, 6, as long as they weren't mezana, as long as they didn't have a bila, why dafka under 3? Say, any girl who did not have any relationship with any man yet should remain. What's the age of 3? You can't say there's a difference between above 3 and under 3. Then Rambun has a question. See, here it says in the pasuk, I want you to kill. Call Isha, in the story of Midian says that, I want you to kill every male, and I don't care what age, and behol Isha Yaidas Isha Lemishka Zachan. Any woman that had a relationship with a man, kill them. You should kill. Okay, how do I go? Is Mashma Klor, her Eina Yaidas, if a woman 14 years old didn't have a relationship, Kaimu, let her live. Miklal. So why is the positive say any young kid let live alive? What's a chiluk? What's a chiluk? What age you are? The criteria is, did she have a relationship with a man or not? Miklal Zaraya, there's two kinds of women. Those women who are old enough to have relations, find out. If they had relations, kill them. They didn't have, don't kill them. However, the young ones, I don't care. Miklal Dataf, under 3. Bein Yodu. Bein La Yodu. Kaimu. I don't care that relation or not. Let them live. Uksi, when it says, B'chol Atab, Anosh, Shalei, Lemishka Zach, Achai Lechem, it says in the pasuk all those tafnoshim, but it says Asher lo yadu, let them live. What means Asher lo yadu? What's the gash lo yadu? You just said anybody under 3, you automatically let alive. What means lo yadu? Ha yadu haregu. Have you aimed? I would say no. Doesn't mean yadu lo yadu. It means the age. What's the age? The ruyal abalak tadabit. If you're an age that you know you're not even shayich to have relations under 3 years old, I don't care what happened. Let them live. Over 3, check them out. Did they have a relationship? Didn't have a relationship. Hakosim adabit. So therefore, we see from here this araya to Rav Shimon Yochai, the under 3 years old, is it's all mutter. Yeah. Tanya, what we learned, when it says a woman that knew a man, doesn't mean that she actually knew. If she's royal to know a man, you kill them. You say even at the age of 4, 5, 6, if she's royal, she gets killed. Maybe only if she had relations. It definitely means only royal. Therefore, it means row to have relations or not row. Over 3, under 3. So that's the raya. Shimon Yochai, the under 3 years old, they're not a zayne, and you're allowed to accept them as it. How in the world did they know every girl if they had a relation with a man or not? A big ness happened. What happened was, they passed before the tzitz. Anyone's face became white, then Rashi threw a ness, but you do as you do the bowl. That means that she was row ready to be involved. Boil kosher ain't panemarikis if she was not, but you do a ain't rule the ball. Not, it's not a question, did they have relations now? We don't care. All we care about is, are they mature enough? How do we know? So we went through the tits. Amram Nachman, Amram Nachman said, Simen la Aveda hadreikin, a simen for Aveda, people turn pale. We found a similar story. It says, after the whole Maisa Pelegia were given, they had a civil war. No. This was by Midian. Only by Midian. By Eden, we assume they're not. By Goyim, we assume they are. It's a tits, yeah, right? Yeah. Kiyach is level when Eden had story play with Giver. Now, interesting thing, they had a civil war in Klal Yisrael between the rest of Eden and Sheva Binyam, killed them all out, left 300 men behind, killed them all out. And then, okay, that part was all right, but as usual, once you were at war, there's no rules. Then they turned to Yavash Gila, because Yavash Gila didn't join the rest of Eden to kill the people of Binyamin. So they went and killed out the whole Yavash Gila. And they left behind, they found 400 girls there. So it says in the Pasuk, by Yamatsu, they found Meyoshva Yavash Gilad from the people living in Gilad. Yavash Gilad. Arba Meyas Naida Psula Shala Yodu Ishtamish. They never had relations. You know what? Girls, you guys were punishing you. You have to marry Sheva Binyamin. That's where Binyamin got girls from. Meno Yodu, how did they know then Yavash, which girls? How did they know these girls never had relations? Rokana Shimpli Chavishal Yain. Rokana said they placed them on a barrel of wine. Now we know this. If they're old enough that they lost their Psulim, so then the smell of wine would go through their body and they would smell it through their nose or their mouth. We'll have this in Mark Shubas as well. That was a test they used to do. So, Ba'ula, if she already had relations, you'll smell the wine coming through her nostrils or through her mouth. Psula, she smelled psula, because it's an obstruction there. Why do they have to do that test, which took a long time and it's tedious, it's a big grub? Why didn't they just pass around the tits? The tzitz only functions when it benefits, but not when it's going to punish. What are they going to do? Is they going to kill all those girls that weren't? So we don't want it here. So how come by Midian the tzitz did the job? Only when it comes to Yidden does the tzitz work for benefit. They was for Goyim, so it doesn't make them good or bad. That a bas under 3 years old is mutter. Rashi learns because under 3 years old, we don't, even by goyim, we don't suspect that they had iznus. All the rishonim argue in Rashi, because then based on this, Rashi comes out the whole verses had iznus. So whatever you know for a fact that an older woman never has iznus, then it should be all right. So we say. They say under 3, even if she has nose, we don't care because halachically it's not considered, like we know the chayzer is psula, nothing happened. Not because we know nothing happened. We don't care if anything happened because halachically it's not considered nose. That's the word. You pass Meshum that Meshum Yechay, that 3-year-old girl, if she became a geir, it's under 3, a kohen can marry her. Did you hear Meshum pass this way? You just figured out from something that he said. My kolala. So the Gemara says, well, what did you hear that you derived from? The Amar of Levi, that somebody spread rumors that the entire city, the Shiloh Psul, the Shogar Rebbe, is Rabbi Rumonis. Rebbe sent Rabbi Rumonis, one of his Talmidim, Ubotka, to check out the city. Umotzba, and he found what was wrong with the city. There was a Bas Giyadis, there was a girl there, Giyadis. She became a Giyadis when she was under 3 years old. It's not a Basquiat. We're talking about the Gieris herself. If she's a Basquiat, what's the relevance? So it's supposed to say Giyadis, Pchusa Bashalu and Rashi became a Giyadis under 3 years old. The Hsheda Rebbe Kun and Rebbe said, oh, no problem, there's no psula. She can marry a kain. Doesn't that show a Rebbe hold like Shimon Meyachoy that under 3 years old in Megaya you can marry a kain because she's not a Zaina? Omle Befeda Shmili. I heard it from Shimon Levi. I love Shimon Meyachoy. What's wrong if you learn from this call? It's pretty clear from the story of Rebbe also the Allah Shmir. No. If all we knew was this story, I can tell you this story may be different. Dilma Shiny Hassam, over here is different. However, intsiv. Here they're already married. What happened? Somebody married this girl. So Rebbe said, but the ever we can rely that nothing happened wrong. But they would come to Rebbe with a shaila. Look, there's a girl who became a gay at the age of 2. Can I call and marry her or not? Maybe Rebbe would have said, no, can't bring a raif mir. But Rabbi Shimon Levi clearly said Allah Shmir. So Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda Tavaya, but get as umukas eight la yisa. How do I know that there's a big difference if he did marry or not? Claw from the following. Rabbi Yehuda we had before in the beginning of the matter. Rabbi Yehuda said, by geres umukas eight la yisa the chatchila a koyin gadol should not marry a mukas eight or by geres. However, v'im nasi nasi, if they did marry, they married like Rabbi Shimon. So you see, clearly there's a difference in the chatchila but the evet. Says, how can you compare that to your raya that maybe the chilul chatchila the evet? What was the svar we just said before? Over there, even if she's a begeres right now, she loves psulim. Even if she wasn't, tomorrow she'll lose a psulim. So no big deal. Every girl is going to eventually lose it. Exactly. But you can say every girl is naturally becomes a zayna. Halcha bishloim ha'asam seifuli begeres tachtav seifuli bula tachtav. Halcha seifuli a zayna tachtav? Not at all. Rab Safra masal miklola. Rab Safra himself, he taka learned the halacha that the Shimon Levi is a halacha shirchay from this story. The kashle asked this question, umishalei answered as well. Hachi. Ahu Kana was a koyin, the ansiv giyedit pchusiv ashol yamech, was a koyin once who married a girl under 3 years old. Omle Nach Bishchag, my hai. What are you marrying this giyedit for? You're a koyin. Omle, he said, why? The omle of Yaakov Adidi, Mishum Alevi, Allah Mishum Yichai. Omle, he said to him, Zilapik, go ahead right now and divorce him. Because vi loy, if you don't, ma fikna lechor ab Yaakov Adidi me'oynach, I'm going to pluck out the Yaakov from your ears. Even though Yaakov Adidi said, clearly, the Allah Mishum Yichai, I disagree, and I'm going to schlep him out of your ears. And I'm going to put you in chedim. Okay, we'll stop here. No, the Allah is not a koyin to never marry a giyedis, even if she became a giyedis the day she was born. Like the big machlek is if she was conceived as a goy but became a yid while she's in the mother's womb. What's the din then?